I think we've all heard the story of Lazarus many times in our lives. Ironically, this account only appears in John's gospel. Matthew, Mark, and Luke do not mention it at all. And you can imagine that biblical scholars all have different suppositions of why this is. But that's not my focus this morning. I want to get down to the heart of what John is telling us about Jesus and his encounter with Lazarus of Bethany and what it means to us today. And by illustration, I'd like to relate to you a story as told to me by one of my patients at Rex Rehab and Nursing in Apex. After being a hospital chaplain for so long, I should not still be amazed at what I learn from the patients I visit with every week. Nor should I still be amazed at the timing. But 2 weeks ago, knowing that I would be preaching this week and knowing that it would be on John's story of Lazarus, I went in to see a gentleman who I had been visiting with for many months. He was just finishing up his rehab and was leaving the facility in a few days. I especially wanted to say goodbye to him. Now, Sam, which is not his real name, is a Southern Baptist. He has a great sense of peace about him and fully lives into his relationship with God. We've had some lively discussions over the months, as only a Southern Baptist and an Episcopalian can have. But on this day, Sam told me he wanted to tell me his story, or as he put it, his full story. I knew bits and snippets that he had already shared, but today he wanted to talk openly about his past life. Sam was from a bad neighborhood in New York City. He said he was a kid from the streets. Many of his relatives were paid assassins, which gave him a family reputation. Besides his own tough guy reputation that he culled very carefully. He is of slight build, but had learned how to fight at an early age. Add to that his army combat training, and Sam could take very good care of himself. He was someone to be feared. But he and many of his friends had to flee New York due to some sort of trouble. He said he had never done anything illegal, but had friends who had done plenty. He moved to Miami. He decided to put his efforts into real estate and started to become very successful. Sam said he found he was thrilled when he would pull off a big deal at someone else's expense. He didn't care who he hurt as he rose up the ranks. He said he was literally kicking God away. He said, "God, I can handle this myself. I don't need you." He wanted no part of anything religious. He said he told God that he, Sam, could handle everything. Sam likened his life as to walking on the edge of the abyss. He looked down into the abyss and found how exhilarating it was. He loved living on the edge. On March 15th, 2003, Sam suffered a massive heart attack. But again, he felt he could handle a heart attack, and only when the pain became unbearable did he go to the ER, some 8 hours after the attack began. He had to have quadruple bypass surgery. He thought maybe God was trying to get his attention, but didn't pay much heed to it. Since he was the oldest guy at work, Sam thought he could show them that he was still better than the younger workers. And though he thought he had had a brush with God, he was back getting close to the edge of the abyss again. On May 24, 2004, Sam found that he lost his sight. He later had some sight returned to one eye, but he was declared legally blind. Now he began to wonder, is God trying to get my attention? He had to give up driving and his job, and a deep depression followed. So he began to pray. But since he didn't have a relationship with God, he didn't know how to pray or what to pray for. He began to think about his past life. He had 3 weddings and 3 divorces. He had 2 children who he hadn't spoken to in years. He confessed that he had done drugs, gambled too much, drank too much, and fooled around with the ladies too much. Sam said he was beginning to realize he didn't like who he had become. He wanted to change. So he said, "Okay, God, here's the deal. I want to make a deal with you, but I don't know how to ask." A few days later, a neighbor asked Sam if he'd like a ride to church. Sam thought, why not? And his neighbor began to teach him that he could ask God for help. And the neighbor also helped him to learn how to pray. So one day, feeling alone and afraid, Sam lay down in his bed and he prayed to God, "Please, God, can you give me inner peace? I'm going to try it your way. I only ask that you will allow me to feel inner peace." And wham bam, as Sam put it, that peace came into his heart and has remained there ever since. And he then began to realize what a gift his life was. And he said that even as his eyesight was worsening, he was seeing things in a totally and different new light. And the reason Sam was in rehab was because his right leg had been amputated below the knee. The last thing he said to me was, "I feel just like Lazarus did when God called him out of the tomb. I have a new life now. Though I can't see and I've lost part of my leg, I have found the Holy Spirit." I think that's when my mouth must have dropped open. When Mary and Martha were overcome by grief at the death of their brother Lazarus, the word of Christ was, "He shall live again." Jesus called forth Lazarus from the dead so that we will know that God is able. What Christ can do in our lives is not bound by human limitations. God fills us with his Spirit so that we would know that God is with us and active. When we were dead in our trespasses and sins, the word of God was, "You were sealed with the Spirit. You shall live." When we were stuck in a barren place, when we were at the end of our rope, when we had no place to go and were without hope, the word of God was, "My Spirit is with you, and you shall live." Disconnected or discouraged, we hear God say to us, "My Spirit is within you, and you shall live." He had put his spirit within us with the promise of a share of his power, that you may know that God is able. Christ brought new life to Lazarus, and he awakens us from the mediocrity to which we have become accustomed. He says to us, come forth and find new life in Christ. Amen.